This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast. And we are joined in the studio by our inclusion and diversity trainer and head of Joy Academy, Fiona Newton. Thanks for joining us.
A pleasure to be here this morning. I've got up bright and early, very excited.
We appreciate you coming in as well and joining us here in the station. You are also a regular voice here on Joy, but it's great to have you as a part of leading the training team. Now, Rach and I do training here at Joy, so we know how important training can be. But today we're talking about a different type of training that Joy actually has on offer.
Yeah, this isn't about the radio land anymore. This is about educating the greater population of Australia. Can you tell us a bit about what happens in the diversity and inclusion training?
Yeah, well, we started to get some of our sponsors and clients at Joy ask us if we did diversity and inclusion training. Of course, we're all living in this space every day in what we do and the content we produce and what we do in our roles outside of Joy. I think a lot of organisations are wanting to make sure they're a safe and inclusive workplace. There's statistics from the LGBTIQ health website that state that, you know, people in our community experience twice the amount of discrimination in the workplace. When they do feel unsafe, often start skipping work or, you know, it starts to have consequences on mental health and all of that sort of thing. So there is, even in a progressive state like Victoria, that's statistics from our state. There is work to be done and education to happen to make sure that workplaces around Victoria, around Australia are safe and inclusive places for our queer community. One of the great things, I find this work really rewarding because I think there is an openness generally out there to learn, to grow and to understand. And we try to have two trainers in the course, one from a gender diverse background and one from a sexual diverse background, because I don't know what the lived experience of a trans woman is compared to, say, my experience. So we try to have those shared different lived experiences out there too.
And what sort of groups do you go and educate? Does it have to be like big multinational corporations, or will you go in and chat to a bunch of teachers at a school?
Yes, is the answer to that. But we've trained local. Recently, we've been out training local councils. Mm. We also, last year, Triana and I went out to Moolap outside Geelong to a manufacturing plant, and it was during the Wear It Purple Day celebrations, and we were thinking, we knew the groups were going to be largely, you know, middle-aged straight white men, and we were wondering what reception we would have in an environment like that. And it was actually beautiful. You know, one man came with purple nail polish on. Aww. He had a gay brother who, you know, went through a lot of struggles to come out. He was crying as he was telling the story of his brother, and you know, some of them just openly said, "I don't know any people that are gay or gender diverse, but I want to learn and I want to understand what's going on." Some of them had children, etc. So
I love this so much. And what I love is also that we're creating an opportunity for everyone to hear how Joy connects people in different ways than just the radio. We are Joy Media. We work in a lot of different spaces and places. And the fact that, you know, voices that you hear on the radio all the time have stepped up and have created a space to be able to allow training to exist. Training feels like a daunting and scary word, though, Fiona, when it's things, okay, we're going to train you on, you know, what it means to be a part of our communities or what inclusion and diversity means. But I think part of the fact that we have individuals like you and Triana coming and being a part of it that are already familiar with talking to community here on the radio can make a huge difference to how people can learn about these things through Joy's diversity and inclusion training.
Yeah, look, some of the topics that we cover are obviously quite heavy, but also I think we bring a humour and a lightness to the topic sometimes as well. You know, the only discrimination we've ever faced is when I came out as a Hawthorn supporter.
Ooh,
out of Geelong. So,
Watch out.
Yeah, you've got to be careful with that. You know, sometimes you've got to come out in safe environments, and that wasn't one of them.
No.
But, but yeah, look, we have a lot of fun. And one segment we did recently, we were educating a whole lot of lawyers and people working with, you know, intense higher level offenders. And we did a You Can't Ask That segment. And basically we allowed everyone during the break to put their questions in a box. So the questions they, you know, might not feel comfortable asking at a dinner table or out socially. And the segment went for over an hour because people had so many questions and, you know, felt that they could do that. And the questions were anonymous, of course. And our Danny, who's one of our beautiful trans women that work at Joy here, she told her story of transitioning, you know, 25 years ago, and you know, got a round of applause. Everyone's really touched by her her story during that time as well. The story seems to have developed to her standing ovation, people crying, but she did get a really hearty round of applause for her story. And I think that's part of it, is our shared stories. So, we try to have a bit of fun, and the You Can't Ask That segment was great.
Is there an exam at the end of the day for the participants to see, oh, yes, you are inclusive, or nah, you failed?
You're a good ally. You know, do you get a gold star?
Do you get a rainbow tick? No, we don't do that. But we do actually offer support post-training. So I'm doing some work with a client at the moment around their diversity and inclusion policy work as well, so to complement the training. Because I really believe the three elements of visibility, education and policy working together is actually what helps change culture and helps change understanding and create an inclusive place. So,
I think it's a hugely important way for the future to move forward in all aspects of workplaces in the community, you know, everything from manufacturers to
lawyers,
city councils.
Councils.
Absolutely.
And I know you all enjoy listening to us, whether it's on our podcast or here on the radio on Joy 94.9 and hearing the voices of community, but what a great thing to be able to welcome Joy into your workplace, to be able to hear in a different way, and that can affect change in the space that you have so that inclusion and diversity can be a more powerful thing that you have here.
Exactly right. It's so simple. All you have to do, head to joy.org.au/inclusivity. Wow, I stumbled over that. Inclusivity dash training, and sign up on the website to bring it into your workplace.
Now, Fiona, does it need to be a big business that may be hitting up? It can be big or small, right?
Yeah, we're working with an organisation that has 20 people. We're doing some training next month with an organisation that there's only 20 people in the team. And then we're working with a local council at the moment, has 700 people. So I think it's easy. Obviously, it's easier to create change with smaller teams, but you know, one council that we're working with at the moment, we've worked with their whole leadership, you know, their senior leadership, and now we're starting to train, you know, the other team members and people down the line. So I think change can happen in small groups, in big groups.
Something I would love to see more of is the hair and beauty industry, salons, organisations getting people in, because there is so much gender stereotyping that happens in that world. It would be great to have more inclusivity and diversity and inclusion training.
Diversity.
Yes.
And we are looking to buy a valve for our acronym.
Buy a valve. Yes, exactly right. Thank you so much for joining us, Fiona. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.